Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up, Goals, Pain, and Growth, or Writing Your Autobiography Every Day of Your Life. Well, folks, the research says if we set clear goals, short-term and long-term, write them down and track our progress, we'll be more likely to reach them. But having goals and the discipline to do what we got to do to reach the goals are different. Now, please, don't tell my wife, Bammy, but I'm in love with another woman, Eleanor Roosevelt, because she often captured, in a few words, core inspirational psychological truths, like, quote, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I've lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." Now, I've been testing that idea in my running. Twice a week, to get faster, I do taxing runs. Taxing doesn't say it. Painful for a long time. And running that last yowie lap, my brain bellows, I can't do this. And I answer, hang on, Rich, and you'll be more likely to reach your long-term goal running your race. And that works, usually. The other day, I heard about Dr. Henry Beecher, who discovered something else about pain. In World War II, he was on Anzio Beach with the U.S. landing. Many soldiers got wounds that, in the civilian hospitals he'd worked in, took lots of morphine for pain relief. He was stunned that often these soldiers said, "I'm okay, doc. I don't need much morphine, or any." Beecher hypothesized that they could tolerate the pain, even feel less pain, because of its meaning and perceived consequences in the context of their lives and their values, from, quote, "This wound will get me off the battlefield and back home," end quote, to, "I'll let the other guy have the morphine because there's a shortage and he's in worse shape than me." So, how to test out Beecher's hypothesis regarding the inevitable discomfort in pursuing goals we value? Write our autobiography before we live it. Give our meaning to the stress of striving and stretching ourselves beforehand. Clarify goals and values for living with family and friends, working, being a good citizen. For the long haul, for each year, month, today, for how to act in the next hour, or in this horror I'm in right now with my spouse or kid or boss or myself. For example, I'll tolerate the pain of quitting smoking so my kids will be less likely to smoke. Or for me, I'll tolerate the pain of running fast because I want my kids and grandkids to exercise and have the countless benefits of that. Or for my wife, I'll make my marriage work with Rich, even though Rich loves Eleanor Roosevelt and has a number of other serious eccentricities, for the real benefits of a stable marriage for us all in the long run. I'm Dr. Rich, Usain Bolt, O'Neill. See you at the starting line. Thanks for tuning in.